Hi, Abel. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. My name is Nadine Medina, by the way. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles the pricing for your area. I know that you've been speaking with Molly, my representative, and Molly does such a great job, at explaining the basics of the program. Now, do you go by Abel or Abel? What do you prefer?
Able.
Abel? Okay. So let me ask Abel, I mean, do you have any questions about like how this program works or the placement that we do? Any questions that I can answer for you?
So, do you guys make the website, or what do you guys do?
That's a great question. So I'm gonna explain to you in full detail, right? Now I'm sure you've done a search on Google before, correct? Maybe you were looking for a restaurant or a tire shop on Google.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know how when you do a search on Google for a service, there's a map that'll pop up, right? It's got these little red dots. And right below that map, you're gonna see that there's a list of businesses that you can either click to call the business directly. You could see their website or get directions. It's what we call the local map section. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So that is the placement that we do. What we do is we list your company there to appear at any time when someone is searching for your services there on Google. So anytime, whether they're looking for, let's say, a concrete contractor, they're looking for a concrete driveway, steps, walkway, any way that they're searching for those services, as long as they pertain to the services that you provide, we're going to make sure, Abel, that your company, okay, Rivera Concrete Corporation, comes up on that first page of Google. Does that make sense so far? Okay. So we do offer, however, a number of services. Mainly, it's listing your company on Google, but as I mentioned, we do offer a number of services. Now, Molly notated here in the notes that you travel from Hollister is your home base, right? That's where you're based out of. And sometimes you travel up to about an hour, correct? Okay. And then you do both residential and commercial. I did see that there was a home advisor listing. I don't know, is that something new that you just started? I see that there's a picture on there of one of the jobs you did.
Yeah.
How long ago
On
did you
home
start
advisor?
with them? Yeah, on Home Advisor.
We started it like 3 months ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. How's that been going so far? How's it been working for you?
It's all right. It's a hit or miss. They send us
Oh,
like
okay.
10 jobs, one hit, and the rest miss.
So you get like 10 leads from them, and then one of those you can convert into a job?
Yeah, but the leads are super expensive.
Yeah, they're kind of expensive. I know. We work with a lot of their clients. What's your average cost on your leads? Like, what do they range from?
70 to 100 per lead.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
that's why.
Yikes. Man, so if you're getting 10 leads, and let's say it's that you're paying anywhere from $700 to $1,000, is that like a week or a month?
We spent that in 1 week, and I don't really like that.
Oh my gosh. Now, would you say that the one job you did you at least make the money back?
No, no.
Oh
No,
wow. That's a lot of money. Oh
that's what I'm
man.
saying.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of money. Okay. Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, like I said, we work with a lot of their clients. And I will tell you this, Abel, what we do, okay, and I'm gonna explain, is complete opposite. Because we make sure that your phone calls are coming directly to you, right? You're not receiving a lead like you do with Home Advisor. Because if someone's on Google and they're searching for a concrete contractor, right? They're gonna see Rivera, your company listed there as a top recommended option. Okay? They'll see your phone number listed there. They're going to click on it. They're calling you directly. Like right now, if I'm looking for, let's say, a concrete contractor there in Hollister, I see Bernardo Concrete, DYM Builders, JR and Sons Concrete Specialist, Star Concrete, World Class Concrete, Central Coast and Bay Concrete, SBS Concrete Aggregate, RB Concrete. Do any of those companies sound familiar to you? Any of them ring a bell?
Yeah, like two or three.
Okay. Okay. So right now, they're in your area. When someone's looking for a concrete contractor, these are the guys that are popping up on the first page. Okay? So they're right now capitalizing on 90% of the searches that are being done daily in your area. Well, that's where we're going to put you at so that you're a part of it, right? So that way you can capitalize on those searches. But what we do here, Abel, it's month to month. Okay? There's no contracts. We set our program at a flat rate. We do not charge you per phone call. We don't charge you per job. Okay? It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis so that we're earning your business month in and month out. Okay? Now, with our President's Day special, which they've extended it today because you know how it was yesterday. Everybody was off. So with our President's Day special, I can offer you our platinum package at a flat rate of $299 month to month. It comes with a one-time setup fee, okay, of $99. But that setup fee, Abel, is to cover all of the programming. So your initial investment to get started today would be $398. Now, every month after that is just $299 a month. No contracts. No taxes. No hidden charges. It's a flat rate. Okay?
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Now, what that's going to include for you, Abel, so we're going to list you in two spotlight positions that are on Google. We're going to list you at the top of the page, which is in the Google Ads, so that way we can target outside of your local area. Now, you can target up to a 50-mile radius if you wanted, okay? So if we looked at 50 miles around Hollister, right, just to kind of give you an idea, we're talking about Milpitas, we're talking about Cupertino, King City, Santa Clara, Patterson. Are those some of the areas that you go to? Or maybe a little closer?
Yeah.
San Jose, right? Salinas. So we can target all those areas, right, within 50 miles around you. Now, we also will list you in the local map section. We do create content for you on Bing, so we'll list you on Bing. We're also going to list you on popular directories, directories like Facebook. We're going to list you on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. Those are just naming a few of the directories that we will list you on. And then, in addition to that, Abel, I'm going to also include a website for you at no additional cost.
Do you guys keep the website?
We're going to build the website for you, and we're going to host it and maintain it. So the website that we build for you, we can add pictures of some of the work that you've done, so that way they can see the quality work that you do, right? Now, we also will write like a biography about your company. We'll list all of your services, the areas that you service, hours of operation, and we'll even list the forms of payments that you accept. Now, the website that we build for you, we're going to link it. We're going to attach it to where we're listing your company because we want them to be able to click on that website, okay, and really get to see the quality work that you do, and they get to even know more about your company. So we're going to include the website. We'll build it. Now, we also include, and you're probably familiar with these, the voice-activated searches, Google Home and Amazon Alexa. You familiar with those?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're going to definitely give you that exposure as well on those devices. And then we'll also give you exposure on the mobile devices as well, which includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So all of that we're including in our platinum package. And that's one of our most aggressive packages which is really going to get you out there in front of those that are searching for your services at that very moment, Abel. And mm-hmm. you're not being charged per phone call or per job because it's set at that flat rate for you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
What do you think so far? How do you feel about it?
Well, I just have one question.
Yeah.
So the website that you guys make, do you guys keep it or do I keep it at the end of the day?
So, great question. So, you know, when we sign you up, right, all the content that we create for you and everything, we're managing it, right? The website, we buy the domain. We're not charging you for it. We purchase it. But let's just say, Abel, later on down the line, you decide you want to discontinue services, right? All we ask you is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you're not incurring any charges, okay? Now, any content that we created, right, any content we created on Google, any on the directories, any reviews that you generated, none of that will disappear. However, when you discontinue services, you will no longer be on the top of the page in the Google ads because we're not servicing it. Eventually, you're going to fall off the first page. You'll end up on page 2 and then on page 3, right? Because we're not servicing your profile page. Now, the website, you do have a couple of options, okay? If you want, we can continue to host and maintain your website, right? Meaning making any changes for you and just making sure that your website is still up for $49 a month, okay? Or what you can do, if you choose, you can purchase the domain from us for $99 because we purchase a domain that's close to your company name, right? So if you decided, well, I just want to purchase the domain, then it's $99, but you would have to find a company then to recreate your website and host it, right? But the domain would be yours. Typically, like, people would rather that we continue to host and maintain the domain whenever they have canceled. And typically when people cancel, it's because they've already either, one, retired, or they moved out of the area and we don't have a position available for them in the new location where they're at. But those are your options, right? And it's good to have a website, and I'll tell you why, because especially, I mean, you have one photo on your home advisor listing, but I'm sure you have some great before and after pictures, right, of some of the work that you've done.
Yeah, we have a lot.
And you definitely want to showcase that because it's like when you go to a restaurant, right? This is how I explain it. When you go to a restaurant and you're looking at the menu, right? Doesn't it seem more appealing, the food, when you see the pictures? I know it's like that for me. Like if I see a plate of the food, I'm like, okay, that looks really good, right? So
yeah,
that's kind of like what a website does. It kind of gives them a menu of your services, right? And it really allows them to really get to know more about you and definitely to see the quality work that you do, you know? But that's how our program works. And I'll tell you, it is complete opposite of what you've been doing with Home Advisor. Because remember, no matter how many phone calls you get, even if you landed a $10,000 job, you are never going to pay no more than the $299 a month. And you can always expect it, Abel, to be the $299 a month for as long as you're with us. I know with Home Advisor, right, and this has probably happened to you before, sometimes you don't even know what you're paying for the week. Because the leads are always different pricing, right? It varies.
Yeah.
And the leads that you're getting too, I mean, you're also sharing that with like 3 or 4 other businesses that are your competitors, right? So imagine all of you are sharing the same lead and all of you are paying for the same lead, whether it converts into a job or not. You know, and it's not to badmouth Home Advisor because that I don't do that. I don't badmouth any company, but I'm very familiar with their process because we work with a lot of their clients. And this is what's shared with me. You know, a lot of our clients that, you know, have used Home Advisor, eventually when they see the money that they're generating by being on Google and generating their own calls coming to them directly, they eventually do away with Home Advisor. They don't even need it anymore because they're generating enough business on what they're investing in our program, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And honestly, Abel, I mean, I feel that with our program being offered to you at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, I think it's something you would want to take advantage of today and give a shot. You know, this way we could prove it to you, right?
Yeah, and then it's on a monthly basis too anyways, right? No contract?
Right. No contract.
Hey, oh. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So what is the best email address for you, Abel? This is where we send, like, correspondence. We'll send your website there so that way you can look at it before we even have it go live. We want you to look at the website. Let us know if you have any changes that need to be made. And this is also where we send your receipt. So what's the best email for you?
Abel Resendiz.
Okay, Abel Resendiz.
R-E-S.
Uh-huh.
E-N-D.
Uh-huh.
I 408.
408.
Uh-huh. At yahoo.com.
Okay. So I'm going to repeat it back to you, okay? It's Abel Resendiz, right? R-E-S-E-N-D-I.
Uh-huh.
408 at yahoo.com, correct?
I think you forgot a Z. Abel Resendiz.
Oh, Resendiz. Okay. Let me repeat it back to you. So it's Abel, A-B-E-L, and then R-E-S, as in Sam, E, N like Nancy, D like David, I, Z like zebra, right? Resendiz?
Yeah.
Okay, 408 at yahoo.com, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm doing first, Abel, is I'm going to be sending you two emails, okay? Now, the first email that I'm sending you, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one's going to be labeled Google Advertising. In the subject part of the email, it's going to show you everything that we just discussed on what's included with the pricing month-to-month with no contracts for our Platinum package. And then it also, I also put in an example of a website. It's for an electrician, but just so you have an idea of how the website will look. Okay. And then I also sent you a second text message. Now that text message, what it has is, it says client dashboard, excuse me, email, client dashboard analytics. And what it does is it gives you an overview, okay, of our reporting system. And that's so you can get familiar with it, because with our program as well, Abel, you're going to be able to track your success. So you're going to be having access through your client dashboard where you can go in at any time and see all of your listings, the words, the keywords that you're listed for, the clicks that you receive, where the location of the search was performed. You can also track all your phone calls as well. And any time, Abel, that you want to add keywords or you feel like running a promotion maybe or changing any of your content, you're always going to have the assistance of your account management team. Okay, so we do everything here in-house, all right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, your first name, you spell it A-B-E-L, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your last name, Abel?
Resendiz.
Resendiz? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for the account purpose. It's not going to appear anywhere on Google, okay? And then... Now, the phone number that you want clients to contact you on, is that going to be the number that we're speaking on right now, the 669-243-8234? Is that the best number?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what I'm also going to do right now, too, Abel, while we're on the phone, you can get text messages, right, to this phone number that we're speaking on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a text message that's going to have a number to our customer service. So anytime, Abel, that you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you would contact customer service. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also sending you a second text message, and let me know when those go through because I want to make sure you receive them, okay? The second text message... Awesome. The second text message that I'm sending you is going to have a link to a YouTube video, okay? So It's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, able, please take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and see your reports, okay? It's not anything complicated, but just get familiar with it, all right? Now, the way that you want the company name to read on Google, is it going to be Rivera Concrete Corporation? Is that how you want it to read on Google?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're also going to have Google send out a PIN code to you, Abel. It's going to come in the mail, and it looks like a postcard. Okay? That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. What address are we going to have them mail it to? Because they'll send it by mail.
51 Acacia Court.
And that's in Hollister, right?
Yeah.
And the zip code, is it 95023?
Yep.
Okay. By chance, is that your residence, like where you live? Like your home office?
Yeah, it's going to be my home office.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hide the address, Abel, because we don't want your address to show up on Google. Okay? I know you don't either. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then we're going to go over the billing portion. So the card that you're going to be using today for the payment, Abel, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in the business name.
Okay. And it doesn't have your name on it, right? Just the business name, you said?
No. Well, yeah. It has both. It has my name, and it has the business name.
Okay. How does your name read on it, though? Is it only Abel Resendez, or how does it read?
Abel R. Rivera, Jr.
Abel R. Rivera, Jr.? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Jr. spelled out, or J.R.?
J.R.
Okay. And then the company name, how does it read? Just Rivera Concrete Corporation, or Corp? Or how is it written on there?
It just says Rivera Concrete Corp.
Rivera Concrete Corp. But you want corporation spelled out on Google, right? Just to confirm.
What looks nicer?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Corp, usually companies, because sometimes their company name is so long, they don't like the whole corporation written out. Sometimes some of them will shorten it and put Corp, but really it's up to you, either or.
I think, we'll do Corp.
You want to do Corp? Okay. So I'm going to make sure that we put Corp. Okay. All right. Now the card, is the billing address the same as the address that we're going to have them send the PIN code to?
Yeah.
Okay. And Abel, what kind of card is it? Is it like a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
So 4246.
Okay.
3153.
Okay.
2485.
Okay.
0138.
Okay. When does it expire?
0127.
Okay. And what's the CVV on the back?
724.
Okay. I'm just going to read it back to you for accuracy. Okay. 4246-3153. 2485-0138, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said January of the year 27 is when it expires, and the CVV on the back is 724, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm not going to process the payment yet, because what I'm going to do, Abel, is I'm going to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording. Okay. Now what it's going to do, and it's because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So it's going to outline the service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you, Abel, that we're going to send in writing, okay, along with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, okay, if there is anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is okay. I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure, okay. Abel, that, you know, before we process your payment, that you do have a clear and firm understanding. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
So it's going to be the $99 to start it, and then the $299 per month. And then that $299 per month, it's fixed forever since it's this special, or is it going to go up?
Oh, yeah. No. So to get started today, right, are you in front of your email? Are you looking at your email right now?
I'm in front of my computer.
Okay. So on the email, okay, that I sent you, what it shows, and I'm going to break it down for you like this, okay, so that we're both on the same page. So it's always going to be $299 a month, no matter how long you're with us, okay? It's a President's Day special that we're offering, promotion, but that price is never going to change on you, never.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're with us for 5 years, 6 years, 20 years, we're never going to change that price on you. Okay. Typically, this package typically runs $599 a month, and it comes with a $299 setup fee. Because of our, you know, President's Day special, what I did was I was able to drop down your cost to $299 a month, and then the setup fee is only $99. So today for you to get started is going to be the $299 plus the $99, which is $398. And then every month after that is just the $299 a month with no contracts. So when you look at the pricing on the email that I sent you, it says pricing $299 month to month for the Platinum package, no contracts with a one-time setup fee of $99. The reason that I sent you this email is so that way you have it there in front of you, that the price is always going to be the $299 a month with no contracts, okay? Mm. And then when we do the voice verification, it's also going to state it in the voice verification. It'll go over that your initial investment is the $398. Every month after that is $299 a month. It also is going to state in the voice verification that I read to you, and I read it to you before we process the payment because I want to make sure that you have a clear understanding, okay? And there it also states that you can cancel your services, Abel, at any time. All we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that way you don't have any charges, okay? And then once we go through that 90-second voice verification recording and you agree, then is when I process the payment. Okay, I always read this before. Make sense now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have any other questions before I turn on the recording?
No.
Okay, and then just remember, when I'm reading you the recording, if you have a question or you didn't understand something, just stop me so that way I can review it with you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rivera Concrete Corporation.
Okay. And I know that you had mentioned that on Google you want us to list it as Rivera Concrete Corp, correct?
Yes.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Abel Rivera, and I am the CEO / owner of the business.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. So just be aware, Abel, on this part, I always like to mention, just be aware that, you know, once you start having more online presence, you might get some calls from other companies, right, trying to sell you another type of product. Just know that they are not related to our company. So just be aware of that, okay? All you have to tell them is, listen, I'm already working with someone, and then don't even entertain the phone call. We will never call you to ask you for more money. So just be aware, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to explain this one because I usually do. What we're saying is that we're not telling you that you can't use any other type of online marketing. We're just saying that before you do, Abel, give us a call, okay, and let us know so this way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, okay? So that's what that means.
Okay.
Okay?
Like, I already have, like, Yelp. Does that affect anything?
Nope, that won't affect anything because you already have Yelp. We're not going to create another listing for you, but let's say you wanted to do like a yellow page, right, online. And if you called us and told us that, we would tell you we're already listing you on the yellow pages. So that way it's saving you money, right? So that's all we're saying, okay? And we won't create you a new Yelp listing because you already have one there, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is February 22nd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Abel, is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'm going to be processing the payment. Okay? And then you're going...
Before
go
you
ahead.
Move on,
I
think... I was just looking at how it looked between Rivera Concrete Corp. and Rivera Concrete Corporation.
Okay.
And I think it's better if we put it exactly how it is on the license.
Okay. Not a problem, Mijo.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that it says corporation. Okay. And we'll go over that again right now, too, just to make sure. So it's going to say Rivera Concrete Corporation. Okay? We'll keep it as that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know on your card, on your billing card for the payment, it says corp. Right? But on Google, we're going to make sure that it says corporation. Okay? We'll keep it uniform to your license. And we're going to make sure it's like that everywhere. Okay? That we list you.
Okay.
So no problem.
Okay.
Now, once I process the payment, okay, you're going to be receiving a receipt. It's going to go both to your email, and it's also going to go to your cell phone as a text message, okay? And then what we're going to do is we're going to also schedule what's called a client interview. Now, the client interview, okay, it's going to be with one of our technicians, and what we're going to do is we're going to block out an hour, and we're going to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. So in the client interview, what you can expect is that they're going to basically go over, they're going to re-verify all the information that you and I went over to make sure that I listed the company name correctly, the phone number, and then they're going to talk to you about the website, where to send the pictures. You know, they're going to talk to you about the areas that we're going to be covering. They're going to go over way more in detail. That's where the magic's going to happen, okay? So they're basically going to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? Because I want to set that up as soon as we can, and I want to do it at a time that's convenient for you. So
I have an estimate tomorrow at, like, I think 8 a.m. So
okay.
Maybe so like
let's see.
12 or 1.
Like around 12 or 1? Okay, let me... In fact, you know what? Perfect. I actually have an appointment available tomorrow between... It looks like I have one available between 1 and 2 o'clock tomorrow. Does that time work for you?
Between yeah, I think that should work.
Between 1 and 2? Okay. So, I'm going to tell you, super, super important... able that you keep the client interview, because this is from the client interview, we're working. We're getting the job done, right? We're creating your website, we're getting your profile pages all, you know, created. So it's super important that you answer that phone call. They're going to call you tomorrow from an 877 number, okay? Within between 1 to 2 o'clock. So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If you don't answer the first time, I mean, they're going to try to call you again, okay, before they end up rescheduling it. So just make sure that it's super important you keep that appointment, okay? I'm going to also send you an email for the calendar invite, okay? And it'll have the time in there for you. And then you're also tomorrow going to receive its reminder. We'll send you a friendly reminder like an hour before your client interview just to remind you that it's coming up, okay? Because I know sometimes we get busy, right? And like how my mom would say, se le va la onda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, do you understand Spanish?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, I speak Spanglish sometimes.
Yeah, that's funny.
Unfortunately, my kids do not speak Spanish. I mean, they kind of understand it, but they look at me weird, and I'm like, I'm so disappointed in you guys. I can't believe it. And they're like, oh, well, you didn't teach us. It's your fault. But, you know, me growing up, you know how I learned Spanish? Because the kids in the neighborhood, they only spoke Spanish. Well, I had to learn how to speak it if we wanted to play, right? But
yeah.
My family, when my parents would speak Spanish, it's because they didn't want to listening to what they were saying.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, Mio, I just sent you that email for your calendar invite. Can you do me a favor? I want to make sure you got your receipt, and then we're just going to go over some quick notes for the technician so that they kind of know where to start from. If you look at your email, or if you also look at your text messages, there, you got a couple of them, but the one that I need you to look for, it'll say, Dear Abel R. Rivera Jr., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Let me know if you see that. We sent it to both, your email and your text messages.
Let's see. Yeah.
Okay. Open that up, and then do you see on there where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Do you see that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do me a favor and click on where it says click here. And then when you click on that, it's actually going to take you to a page that says at the very top, local splash terms of experience. Let me know when you see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do me a favor and on that page, scroll all the way down to the bottom, the very bottom. Right, you're going to see where it's asking for the signature, right? It says sign and there's a box for you to sign your name. But right above that, you're going to see a little box to the left. And right next to it, it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. And that mm-hmm. all the information is complete and accurate. So you're going to click on that box because what you're saying is, yes, it is your name on the card, okay, and that your information is correct. And then where it's asking you to sign your name, you're going to sign your name exactly as it reads. Just Abel and then a space, R, space, no period, Rivera, space, and then JR. Now, you don't need to put the date because it is already there. And once you do that, you'll click on confirm signature. Okay? Let me know when you do that.
Yeah, it's done.
Okay. Now, is it asking you for a username and a password?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I wanted you to see this part. So, make sure you save your receipt for your tax purposes because any type of advertising for your business is a write-off, 100% write-off, okay? Now, the username and password we don't have for you yet, Abel, because when you have your client interview, they're going to create that customized tracking and reporting system. So you're going to receive in a couple of days, you'll receive another email with the username, password, and this link. This is where you go in to see your reports, okay, where you track your results with us. And that's why I want you to watch that video because it's going to give you a demonstration on how to go in there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in the services that we're going to be listing you for, I mean, I know the obvious is concrete, but tell me what you do. Do you do foundation, stamp concrete, patios, walkways, retaining walls? What do you want me to list?
Pretty much all that except We do foundations, but those are kind of...
Not so much.
They're...
A little tricky. Huh? Take a little long time.
Yeah.
You want the ones that are in and out, right? Okay, so I'm going to put concrete driveways. Yeah. You do stamped concrete?
Yeah.
Okay. Patios?
Uh-huh.
Walkways and steps?
Yeah.
Anything I'm missing? What about retaining walls?
Yeah.
Anything else that I'm missing that you think really needs to stand out?
Let's put the foundation. Yeah.
You sure? And you don't have to put it now if you don't want to. It's totally up to you. You can always add it in later.
Yeah.
Do you do like the foundation repair? Or...
We don't want to do foundation repair.
You're like, no. We'll do concrete foundation. Okay, Mio.
Yeah.
Now, at any time, remember, you can always make changes. It's not going to cost you more if you make changes or if you add in more keywords or anything like that. We're not going to charge you more money. It's included. Okay? And do you want only for residential or commercial too?
Both.
All right. And then I know you mentioned you do have pictures, and do you have a company logo by chance?
No, I don't have a logo yet.
We'll make one for you. It doesn't cost you anything. Why don't we build you one, okay?
Okay.
And then you can let us know if you like it or not, or they could rebuild it. So I'm going to put needs business logo. And then how far out do you want to target? Do you want to stay within 50 miles? Do you want to bring it in a little closer?
Like an hour away. I don't know how.
About an hour? Well, it depends on traffic, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So do you, well, when you look at 50 miles, right? If I put in, you know, 50 miles around Hollister where you're at, then the areas that you're looking at Campbell, Los Gatos,
yeah.
You're looking at Carmel,
mm-hmm.
Valley Manor,
mm-hmm.
Fruitdale, East Foothills, Felton, San Jose, Carmel, Valley, Almond Rock, Mercy Hot Springs, Scotts Valley, Gonzales, Santa Cruz, New Almaden, Panoche.
Mm-hmm.
That just didn't sound right. Panache, I think is what they call it or something. I see
uh-huh.
Saratoga, Cupertino,
yeah, those
Vistas,
are all fine.
King City.
Uh-huh.
So those are all, I'll tell you right now, and this is like cities that are within 50 miles from where you're at. So
uh-huh.
the way that we do it, right, because Campbell's 50 miles away, Los Gatos is 49 miles away, right? So how we do it is you take where you're at, right, and draw a circle 50 miles around you. And throw a blanket over it. That's all the areas that we're covering. Do you want to start there or do you want to start within 40 miles? Totally up to you. How long does it take you to get to Milpitas?
Milpitas probably like an hour.
About an hour? Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
So
50 miles is fine.
You want to do 50? Okay. At any time, you can always change it. You can bring it in closer if you want. Totally up to you. Okay. And then
mm-hmm.
do you prefer phone calls, text messages, and emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I prefer emails and text.
Okay.
But some people are old school, so I guess I got to
yeah. Right? Okay, so we'll put all three.
Uh-huh.
And then it's not required. I just ask, are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Yeah, we're licensed and insured.
Wow, you sound so young. And you got
yeah.
it together, man. Good for you.
Yeah.
Very good for you. That's awesome. Your parents did
I
a great job.
I just turned 21.
Oh, my gosh. You're like the age of one. In fact, my youngest is, she just turned 20. My youngest.
Uh-huh.
She'll be 21
what?
This year.
Cool.
She, my daughter actually goes to Boston University.
Okay,
yeah,
so
she's my smarty pants. Yeah, she's my smarty pants. She's my little nerd. The other ones, they were like, no, you know, they wanted to have kids already, I guess. They started young. But my oldest actually just turned 29. I'm a grandma of 11.
Oh, wow.
Right? I love my grandkids.
Uh-huh.
They're so fun. What are your hours of
yeah.
operation, Abel? Like what hours?
I'd say 5 to 7.
Is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
5 to 7, so 5 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you're an early bird, huh? So am I. I think in your line of industry, you have to be, right?
Yeah, I have to be.
Yeah. And then what are your forms of payment? Do you accept cash, check?
And we accept everything, to be honest. I also
okay.
have online payments.
You do Zelle?
Zelle, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do PayPal. Do you do credit cards?
We do PayPal. We do credit cards, yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. PayPal. What about Venmo or Cash App?
Venmo, Cash App, yeah. Might as well do it.
Okay, so what I put down, and let me know if there's anything you want me to remove. I put cash, check, Zelle, credit cards, PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. Any of those you want me to remove?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Those are all
okay.
good.
Perfect. All right, now, the last thing that I'm going to go over with you, okay? Remember, tomorrow they're going to call you between 1 and 2 o'clock from an 877 number, okay? So just make sure
uh-huh.
able to answer all calls within that hour, all right? And you'll get the reminder an hour before your client interview, just to remind you that
okay.
it's coming up. Now, the last thing that I'm going to go over with you, okay, is the timeline. So that's why I'm glad that your client interview is tomorrow, because that's the quickest we're going to get moving too, right? So
uh-huh.
within 3 to 5 business days, Abel, We're going to send you your website so that you can review it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we publish your website. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive a card. It's going to look like a postcard. It's going to come in the mail from Google. And that postcard is going to have a PIN code. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if someone gets the mail before you do, tell them that you're waiting for that PIN code, not to throw it away. It's not junk mail. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And then... Yeah. And the technician will go over it with you as well. So once you get the PIN code, we'll need it. Okay? Now,
okay.
Within 7 to 10 days, okay, within 7 to 14 days, my apologies. Within 7 to 14 days, you're going to be listed at the very top of the page in the Google Ads. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in all the popular directories. You don't have a Facebook page yet, right? I didn't see one.
No Facebook.
Okay.
Nope.
But I know you said you have Yelp, correct? You're on Yelp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm on the free trial. I don't know if...
You're on the free trial? Okay. If you're already... I didn't see the listing there. I'll have to look for it again. But I'll make sure that we attach
barely.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, it's barely? Okay. So...
Yeah.
Remember, in the other directories, we'll have you listed there within 5 to 7 days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Typically, what it states in our terms and conditions, and we sent that to you in writing, typically between 30 to 45 days is when you'll be in the local map section on the first page. I will tell you, though, Abel, a lot of times, I mean, because we like to under promise and over deliver. Okay. A lot of times I have seen it happen sooner. So that's why it's important that once you get that PIN code, give us the PIN code. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because we know it's important, right, for you to start getting those calls coming to you as quickly as possible is why we list you at the very top in the Google Ads. Within the 7 to 14 days, okay? So as these things are being completed, Abel, we're going to be sending you notifications. Like we'll send you a notification telling you you're live in the Google Ads, you're live in the local map, you're live in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop as the things are being completed, okay? So that's it. You're just, don't forget your appointment tomorrow. And Abel, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. You are so welcome. So enjoy the rest of your evening. It's probably almost dinner time. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rush home and make dinner.
I know, right?
Okay, Abel, save your receipts, okay, for your tax purposes. Don't forget that. Any type of marketing you do, okay?
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, you have a good evening. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.